hold your end up higher. You're not holding it.
I am too.
You are not.
Don't worry about me. Hey, isn't that suit charcoal?
No.
Looks charcoal gray to me. Some gray polyester blend. Need you find a black suit for your own father's funeral.
It's black.
No, I'm sure it's gray.
It's black.
Gray.
Black.
Gray.
Black.
Fine, it's black. It's the grayest black I've ever seen.
It doesn't matter what color it is. No! I'm sorry, Pop. I'm sorry!
I leave you not just a model factory, but something infinitely more valuable. The future of string itself.
And thus, it is my dying wish that my two sons run Smunt's string together.
Great. Let's stick a for sale sign on the lawn and see what we can get.
Ernie, we're not supposed to sell it. We're supposed to run it together.
Either way, this godforsaken museum piece is not worth a dime, no, is it, Lars?
Some things are more important than money, Ernie.
Notice it's always the financially challenged who say that.
Please. I also bequeath to you my personal effects, including my ceramic egg, half box of Cuban cigars. Yes. My collection of spoons.
My goodness. What a treasure. What a legacy.
Spoons! Spoons! So many spoons, so little time.
Oh, and of course something no household should be without. The ceramic egg. Ooh. Can I have the egg? Can I, huh? Huh? No. I want you to have it.
Fine, I'll take it.
Look, if you find any real estate on that desk, you let me know.
Well, it seems there is also a house.
A house?
Yes, 5120 Nortondale. The father acquired it many years ago as payment of a debt. He never lived there, but it's interesting. It seems the previous owner was found locked in a trunk in the attic.
Wait a minute. Is it worth anything?
Well, he was able to borrow $50,000 against it to pay his workers.
Really?
So what is its value today?
$50,000.
Great.
A worthless house and a broken-down string factory. Oh, well. At least the day wasn't a total loss. Thanks for the stogies, Pop.
Wait, you can't go, Ernie. We have to go through all these papers.
You'll have to excuse me. I've got a date with the mayor.
Mr. Mayor, do you think your recent triple heart bypass will affect your campaign strategy?
Now, Leslie, I'm just here to eat.
Monsieur le Maire, Madame Maire, welcome to Chez Ernie. What an honor it is to have you in my humble bistro. Suivez-moi. Oh, you brought the little ones, the little bicycle thieves. Bonjour. Our very best table. Have you lost a little weight?
Or...
I think so. I think you may be buff.
Je suis enchanté pour votre beauté. You know what I mean?
Oh, Monsieur Ernie.
Excusez-moi. Au revoir, les enfants.
The air's not so thin at the top. Just like the old man who died before I hit it big.
Remember, everyone, attention to detail is vital. Presentation is everything. No. These I must deliver myself.
Duck à l'orange avec du quark sauce. Infusionner la spécialité de la maison. Lobster loaf à la Ernst. Ou la bibliothèque. Bon appétit. Ah, bonjour!
Chef Ernie, how does it feel to be serving the mayor on the eve of his campaign re-election?
Well, Leslie, may I call you Leslie?
Of course.
Ah.
Crunchy. I love the almonds.
Leslie, cuisine, she is a fickle mistress.
Ew, look! A cockroach! That's only half a cockroach.
What?
Daddy, you ate the head.
Honey, are you okay?
One string is a relic of history.
You don't make string by twining two strands together anymore. No, you make it simple, singular, strong with nylon.
But that's not string, that's cord.
Exactly.
Twine is yesterday, single strand cord is today.
Zepco International has been interested in your factory for years, but your father refused to sell.
We're hoping you would be a little smarter.
Zepco is willing to buy you out, bring this museum into the 21st century. Of course, we would keep you on as a string consultant with a huge salary and a hefty pension. So, what do you say?
Piece of string.
Not just any string. The string. I found it
my first day in America.
What's with the string?
It's been in my pocket for 60 years. Here. I want you two to share it. Maybe it'll bring you closer together. You haven't talked much lately.
Yeah.
Ah! What are you doing?
I'm breaking it in half.
No!
No?
I want you to share it. Forever.
Sure, Pop, sure. Here, you carry it the first 50 years. I'll take it the next. And turn up the morphine drip a little.
I heard that. Promise me that you will never sell Schmuntz string to one of those big conglomerates. Keep it between you, brothers, family. Promise.
I promise, Pop. I promise.
So you were saying?
I'll have to pass.
What?
A world without string is chaos.
For once, the schmunt's name was worth something!
No!
You used to love string.
Once before, when I was dating the son of a wealthy string magnate. Not now, when I am married to the asshole of a worthless deathtrap!
Well, I thought you'd be happy. I stood up for myself today. April, I've got new ideas for the factory. You know, I've got big plans.
Don't you see, Lars? That's all you've ever had are plans. But my life is passing me by, and I need more. There's no air in the middle class, Lars. I can't breathe here.
Please, April, don't go.
I'm not going anywhere.
The joy of the holidays was shattered and the world changed for many people. Mayor McCrinkle died this afternoon at 4:30 p.m. at Our Lady of Sorrows Hospital. Doctors here say the official cause of death is heart failure due to the mayor's recent culinary disaster. And once the hottest restaurant on the wharf, Shea Ernie, has been condemned and is scheduled for demolition.
I'm sorry, I don't think auto my cheese sandwich with capers. I'm sorry.
If there is a villain in this tragedy, it is Ernie Schmuntz. Once the whiz kid of the local restaurant.
You're on TV again. What? You know what this is? I'll tell you. Guilt by accusation.
No capers.
No capers? But that's just grilled cheese. What's the point? Why don't they eat out of a trough? All right. Which one of you palatless sheep sent my sandwich back?
Hi, Ernie.
Lars? When I'm in the kitchen, I cook. I can't control every single thing that goes on in there.
You know, it really isn't fair for everybody to blame you. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yes. But society always needs someone to persecute, a scapegoat, someone to demonize. The same thing happened to Galileo.
Really? That's unbelievable. With a cockroach and everything?
No. The point is, I put everything I had into that restaurant. It was my livelihood and my home. And in one fatal bite, it was all taken away from me. If only we could sell the factory.
I let you stay with me, you know, but April threw me out.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, don't worry about me, though, Ernie. This is temporary. April's been like this since high school. She'll be back.
Would you look at that? Sleeping on the street. Pitiful.
If I had a house, I'd sleep in it.
Ernie, do you remember how close we were as kids?
No. Hey, Merry Christmas. Yeah, I was on top once, too. But there's only one way to go from there, and that's down, baby. Down.
Ernie, there was a quarter in there.
A quarter? You think so small, Lars. Look at the bigger picture. You have no home, you have no wife, you have no money, you have no discernible talents. How can you ignore that?
Ernie, it's Christmas. Instead of dwelling on what we don't have, we should be thankful for what we do have.
Dump.
Wow, I can't believe Pop's never told us about this house. It's huge.
Now, this is just the kind of house I'd expect him to have. It's just like him, cold and spooky.
Feel that?
What?
I got a chill. You shouldn't talk about Pop like that.
Really? What's this do for you?
Thanks for nothing, you spring-sucking old moon!
You don't mean it, Pop.
One bed. I'll flip you for it. Heads.
Ernie. You asleep?
I was.
How can you sleep through that?
What? I don't hear anything.
Shh. That. Listen. It's coming from upstairs.
Balls.
just a mouse. What?
It's just a mouse. Never mind. Hey, there are some posters up here. Oh, stand still.
They're blueprints.
Wow.
Wait a minute, look at this date.
1876. A centennial house could actually be worth something. Look, this must be the architect. Here, look. Charles LaLaRue. Charles LaLaRue.
Charles LaLaRue?
Charles LaLaRue.
Charles LaLaRue. Charles LaLaRue. I'm actually standing in the missing room.
It's bold yet subtle. Classical yet non-traditional. The missing LaRue. The rumored design completed shortly before his committal is a rumor no more.
Before his committal? Well, I'm just glad he finished the place before they carted him off to the Laughing Academy. So, what do you think a magnificent edifice like this is worth? Properly restored, of course.
Well, his Parma charnel house went for six, but that was 10 years ago, and it didn't have this exquisite molding.
I see. I can't get enough of good molding. Did you hear that? $600,000.
Alexander Falco!
Gentlemen, congratulations. Congratulations on your find. I'm a great admirer of LaRue. Glass of rainwater.
Yes, Mr. Falco is the world's leading collector of LaRues.
Sort of like collecting stamps, but they're bigger, right?
I'll get to the point. LaRue, I have his books, I have his letters. Do you see these shoes?
LaRue's?
No, but I'm sure he would have loved them. Vegetarian snack. I own 42 LaRue houses. 42. I want to make it 43. You tell me how I'm going to do this. Tell me how I will do this. Do you help me? How will I do this?
Well, I'm glad you asked. His Parma charnel house went for six, but that was 10 years ago, and it didn't have this molding. I'd say a find like this in today's market is worth twice as much.
He's a little connoisseur.
Guilty as charged.
Gentlemen, I'm going to make you an offer.
No. I couldn't possibly be so crass as to allow you to do that, but you are welcome to come to the auction.
Auction?
Auction?
Auction, yes. It would be grossly unfair of us to deprive others of the chance to bid on the missing LaRue.
May I have just one moment with my brother, please?
Yes, of course.
Excuse me.
What is this?
It's the first... It's the first I've heard of.
No.
What am I doing? I'm answering your prayers. These pigeons are ripe for the plucking. Put them in a room together. Try and outbid each other. We can make $700,000 easy.
Oh, man. Smart. You're going to get this. So, when is the earliest we can set the auction?
Well, I suppose all arrangements could be completed within the week.
A week it is.
Great.
You're smarter than you look.
Thank you.
But know this. I have never paid more than $10 million for a house in my life.
Okay, see you then.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
$10 million linen napkins.
$5 million bales of top-grade cotton fiber.
40,000 hot lamps, complete with rotating plate warming trays.
2,000 twine threaders, gleaming under real lights.
My own chain of 5-star engravers.
Fill it with heating up after the common soil.
did. He just wasn't smart enough to sell it. Lars, we've turned a corner. Our future is staring us in the face, and all we have to do is grab it, baste it, and scarf it down. We finally found our friend's home. Well, I bought a little present for you, buddy.
Ernie, it's just a little mouse. Do we really have to kill it?
Yes. Listen to me. A single vermin can bring you down. Believe me, I know.
Trust you slept well?
Oh, like a baby.
Hey, last night, did you happen to hear the,
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Well, where'd he go?
I don't know. Maybe it snapped by itself.
I don't believe it. He snapped the trap, ate the olive, and left the pit just to mock us.
I think you're giving him a little too much credit. Mice don't mock. They don't have a sense of humor or irony. He's not sitting in his hole in a smoking jacket, sipping cognac and giggling to himself. I left the pit. The trap snapped itself, the olive flew off, and he ate it. It's just that simple. But now that he knows we're here, he won't come within a mile of us. I don't think we'll be seeing any more of that.
Let me see.
Can you see him? Get me my Cuda.
Careful. Careful.
Don't touch me. You'll snap it.
Well, you're not doing it right.
Well, please let me concentrate, will you? Are you
putting it on carefully? I'm not. Oh, relax. It's cheap.
Bon appetit. That takes care of that.
Hey! What are you doing?
Give me a hand with this.
You sure this tub fits in with the rest of the house?
Jacuzzi tub, Lars. It's a jacuzzi tub. And this isn't just a house, it's a LaRue. Of course it fits in with the decor. Luxury is timeless.
How much, Ernie?
There was a steal at $1,200.
$1,200? You spent our last money on a tub.
A jacuzzi tub. You have to spend money to make money. And they threw in the cardboard lady just to sweeten the deal.
I think this is a little much.
Never underestimate your opponent. Let's say he has mastered a way to empty a mousetrap without getting caught. If he snaps one of these babies, a chain reaction will start snapping them all. He'll panic, and the law of averages says one of them has to nab him.
Not bad.
Yes, well, I like to use both sides of my brain. Come on, let's hit the sack.
Have you figured it out yet?
Shut up. I'm thinking.
Oh,
Whoa! Oh, I felt something.
Keep sucking.
Animals always do.
What's this?
We're foreclosing on your house. You've quit paying your mortgage.
Oh, wait a minute. I think there's been some mistake. This house is paid for.
No, it was paid for. But you borrowed against it. If you don't pay the $1,200 overdue, we repossess it.
$1,200? Well, how long do we have?
1 week from 5 days ago.
That's 2 days! Look, we don't have the time or the energy to deal with these petty problems. Now we're in the midst of an extensive renovation.
Looks like you're off to a great start.
You can ask your boss at Rimpy's for an advance. You can pay him back after the auction.
Well, couldn't you ask your workers to forfeit their salary for a few weeks? You are the boss.
Well, if you hadn't spent all our money on that jacuzzi tub, we still might be able to pay the mortgage.
Well, it doesn't help to start crying now, does it? He doesn't have that killer instinct.
Morning, gentlemen. I'm Maury. Anything I can help you with?
Hi, Maury. We need a cat.
Find the one you want, and I'll spay or neuter it myself.
Well, these are all kittens. We were hoping for an older cat, one with experience.
That's a switch. Most people like the cute little ones. Experience with what?
Mouse hunting.
Oh, all cats are good mouses.
Yes, but you see, we have huge rats, the size of sumo wrestlers, and lots of them. So we really need a ferocious feline, preferably with a history of mental illness. I'm talking one mean pussy.
Yeah. A vicious cat. Difficult to love. Do you have any of those knocking around your cages?
Funny you should ask. I had all but given up on anyone wanting him. We were about to gas him again.
Again?
He spent most of his whole life in that box, I expect.
Catzilla?
You know the guys who clean up call him that, but you can call him anything you want. I'd say he looks like a Fluffy.
Ah, oh, poor little Catzilla. You want a home, don't you? You want to get out of here. Where are you going to have to kill for it?
You're a stupid cat, aren't you? Yes, you are. And you're ugly.
Oh, you little bastard.
We'll take him. He's got the scent now.
Yeah, go get him, boy. No. Easy.
Wow. I
almost feel sorry for the little fella.
Almost.
Stop worrying about that mouse and start thinking about how we're going to locate $1,200.
Don't worry, Ernie. The workers are helping us out.
You see, the truth is, we don't actually have any money. We may have to defer your next paycheck or two. So my brother and I can pay the mortgage on the house. It's the missing LaRue.
What's the matter?
Well, the workers, they didn't react as positively as I had hoped.
No? What are you doing?
You can fit through this window, right?
What? Well, I guess so.
The fly! That was our last resort!
We're gonna have to find the money someplace else.
Nobody's interested in buying the factory.
Yeah, it's a shame. But who'd be stupid enough to buy the factory, right?
Yeah.
must be Caesar.
Well, Mr. Caesar, I'm glad you could get here so quickly.
He's good.
5120 Nortondale. January 4th, owe $800. Don't forget to get toothpaste and saran wrap.
We're in sort of a hurry. I just want to warn you about this mouse.
Yeah! You got asbestos, all right. I bet it's up on the ceiling, mostly. Shouldn't take me more than a day or two to remove it.
Okay, then. So we're gonna go upstairs.
All right, well, we'll all go upstairs.
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's not listening anymore.
Oh, good. Well, you're the expert. I just hope he can take care of this, whatever it takes. We've been trying to catch this little menace all week.
Here's your problem. Normal people are not psychologically equipped to catch mice. You have to get inside their mind. You have to know what they want, need. You have to think like a mouse. If you can do that, if you can think like a mouse, you can anticipate their moves. Then, boom, sayonara mouse.
Well, some great stuff. Whoa!
Never touch that!
Ow! Oh! Oh! All right! What is it?
The big one.
It's a flea bomb.
Looks on mice, too.
Yeah? Well, it better, because we can't handle any more intrusions.
Sure. That's how you perceive it. But to that mouse, you are the intruder.
I think if we work fast, we can make enough string to meet our orders.
That's the spirit. Just a few cases and we can keep the LaRue.
Good luck. Yeah, no, wait, where are you going? Aren't you gonna help?
I have to run a little errand. I'll see you later. All you have to do is make $1,200 worth. How long did that take? Light a match. They're frightened by fire.
suffocating. The dining room. Oh, 9:50. Evidence found. Mus communis. Male. 12 centimeters long. But they, what's this? A slight calcium deficiency. It's interesting.
Hi, this is Ernest Smuts of Smuts String. Is this the business representative for Zepco International? Vinny. Hi, Vinny. Oh, I'm glad I can call you Vinny. My brother and I have decided to reconsider your generous offer. I'd love to discuss selling our factory to you. Oh, no, not at the office. How about Elman Square under the big clock at noon?
Must be Mrs. Lars Smuts.
I'm afraid that status is in transition.
Oh, well, is Lars in? I'd like to discuss preparations for the auction.
The auction? Careful, Lars. You might catch a cold.
April!
You look like you could use some warming up.
$1,300. I've activated the Squeak Seeker 2000. I'm about to join the prey. Malfunction with the plasma screen. Stand by.
Thank you.
Spine, test X-ray and pelvis. Now move.
Hours.
Lie still, Mr. Smudge. Just been hit by a bus.
I feel fine. What time is it?
You may have had a concussion. We're going to do a series of X-rays.
You don't understand, Doc. I have to get out of here. I might still have a chance.
He saved your heart.
Ah, I'm sorry. Are you family?
Yes, we are sisters.
Well, great. There's some paperwork I need for you to fill out. Is he an organ donor?
Don't let them fill anything out. I don't even know them.
Oh, I'm Hilde. And this is Ingrid. We are hair models from Belgium.
Belgian hair models? How exotic.
Listen to me, Doc. I need to find a phone before I miss out on the most important deal of my life.
I think your brother's a little delirious.
I am not their brother. I don't have any sisters.
Ernie, are you okay? I came as soon as I heard.
Why are you wearing a pink overcoat?
Because April gave us the $1,200.
So she just up and gave you the money? You don't think she heard about the auction?
No, I didn't even tell her about the auction until after she took me back. She just showed up at the factory, took off her coat, and begged me to take her. Oh, we made love in a way I've only ever seen in nature films.
Wow, I almost can't believe it. I'll be able to open up another restaurant, you're back with April, and you'll even be able to keep that worthless factory.
You know, it's funny that you call the factory worthless. Because, well, there's something I probably should have mentioned before.
Yeah? Well, I guess I have something to confess, too. Hey, isn't that Caesar's truck?
Sir, he's not well.
Try to think. Did you kill the mouse?
What's that? Horse! Finish! I won't eat it!
No.
How'd you find him? Where was he?
911 call. No voice, but we can hear screaming in the background. He's locked in a trunk in the attic. We'll call you if we get any leads.
Down. What is that? That tickles.
I don't think we're dealing with an ordinary mouse.
Caesar decided to make himself a sandwich.
Pickles, arugula, and capers. He toasted the side with the cheese. But not the other side. So the arugula doesn't wilt. How did he know that? Hello.
Hello. Ow!
Ha ha ha!
stuck. Get me out of here. I can't breathe.
I'll get a flashlight.
Hurry.
Can you hear me? I got it.
I can see that.
Hang on, Amy! The flashlight's broken! Get it, Amy! I got a light!
Great.
Buzz! Do you smell something?
Smells like gas.
So far as the mouse. What do you give somebody else a chance with that gun? You're doing a wonderful job. Whoa! You got him.
When you hear the beep, start talking.
Mr. Schmutz, this is Vinny, Zepko calling. We waited in the square for over an hour, but you never showed. We do not appreciate being treated this way, especially after your brother already turned down our generous offer. Consider our proposal withdrawn.
Thank you.
betrayal? Don't talk to me about betrayal. You should have told me about that offer. Half that factory is mine.
And half is mine, including the half that you tried to sell.
Yes, and would have if it hadn't been that stinking bus.
Bus? You can't leave well enough alone, can you? You ruined everything.
Me? You blame me for this?
Well, look, you blew a hole in the floor.
Yeah, well, I distinctly remember somebody yelling, shoot, shoot.
Yeah, well, you've never listened to me before.
And you know why?
Why?
Because I have no respect for you, spending your whole life in that stupid factory. It's tragic.
You think I didn't have other things I wanted to do with my life? You think I didn't have ambitions of my own?
Oh, come on, you love String.
I didn't love String.
Well, you could have fooled me. You and Pop were always huddled together, running some piece of something through your fingers. And it didn't matter what I did. I didn't even exist. I made him my special rack of lamb for his 70th birthday.
Oh, no.
Yes, you remember. Oh, I slaved over that meal, making sure everything was perfect. Did he say thanks, Ernie? It was delicious? No. He only noticed the string I had tied it with. He was crazy. But I still wanted his approval. I didn't leave Lars. I was cast out.
There you go again. Blaming everything else but yourself. You think you're a success. Huh? Well, you can't cook!
I hate you.
And I hate you.
Not as much as I hate you.
Yeah?
Yeah, double. I'll give me something. Yeah. I'm going to break you.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, give it to me then. Go ahead. Ow.
You killed him. I didn't even know he was there.
Just think of all the trouble we could have saved ourselves if we just threw fruit at him in the first place.
Oh, look, he's still breathing. Well, kill him. Kill him.
Yeah.
Find a blunt object.
Yeah. There you go. I'm at it. What the hell are you waiting for?
I can't just hit him with a shovel.
Why not?
Well, look at him. He's pathetic.
Pathetic? He's Hitler with a tail. This is the Omen with whiskers. Nostradamus didn't see this thing coming.
Well, and he's a living thing.
Not for long. Give me that. I can't! Look at him just lying there. It just doesn't feel very sportsmanlike.
We better do something quick. I think he's coming too.
Oh. I forgot to put holes in the box. Hasta la vista, you little rat bastard.
Come on, we got work to do.
2 days till payday, my friend.
Find of the decade.
Oh, let's go. Shall we?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't easy,
We finally made it.
Mm-hmm. Ernie, I want you to have something.
Pop's lucky piece of string. I'm glad you kept it.
He wanted us to share it. I don't know why, but I think if he were here right now, he'd be proud of you.
I think he'd be proud of us.
Hello, ladies. How magnificent. Welcome. Lars, you remember Ingrid and Hilda?
Hello. Hello.
Oh, ladies, your hair looks positively biblical.
Oh, thank you.
Well, if you will excuse me, I have to check on my crepes. Keep the champagne coming, boys. The more they drink, the higher they bid.
Hey, you boys put up quite a shindig here, huh?
Thank you so much, Mr. Falco.
You know, it would be very, very sad if you boys put on this auction and nobody bid.
That would put a real crimp in our evening. But I don't think there's any danger of that happening.
I don't know. There's a lot of Euro trash out there scarfing up the shrimps. I tell you what, you call off the auction now. And I will write you a check for 10 millions.
As insanely generous as that is, I have to decline, but I do appreciate your thoughtful concern. Enjoy the party.
Are you interested in spooling?
Oh, sure. My brother and I own a string factory.
Really? I would love to see a factory sometime.
Really?
Oh, hello, April. What a surprise. Just dropping by for no reason, I suppose.
Does a wife need a reason?
Ah.
Oh, are you entertaining?
Don't you mean ex-wife?
Not quite yet.
Ah, Hakuna Matata.
This crepe, c'est magnifique. The raisins are a nice touch.
They are good, aren't they?
Raisins.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We are about to start the auction.
Boss, I don't know whether to congratulate you or wish you luck.
Oh, wish us luck.
Hello, April.
Oh, hello.
Nice to see you again.
I didn't know you knew our lawyer.
It's just an expression.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for this momentous occasion. The auction of our one item up for bid, the missing LaRue. Before we start, I would like to introduce you to the very fortunate owner of this architectural wonder, Mr. Ernest Smuts.
Thank you all for coming. When my father left this extraordinary house to my brother Lars, and myself, we had no idea what surprises were in store for us or what was going to happen next. when Quincy Thorpe of the Historical Society told us of its value, you could have... No! It's over with a feather. We didn't know what hit us! The renovation was exhausting, but ultimately rewarding. The house was in terrible disrepair, but nothing that a few nails and some old-fashioned elbow grease couldn't fix.
I'm sure the people are eager to get to the bidding.
What?
Bidding.
The bidding.
Bidding.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spence.
No matter what happens, keep going.
Built in 1876, the last LaRue known in existence.
Did you see him? Yes, I thought so. Hey, the string. What? The string. Bob's lucky string. The son of a bitch ate it. Why didn't you tell me you saw him? I didn't put it down this.
I told you you should have waited.
I'm sorry. Did you see where it went? No, but it can't have gone far.
Well, shall we start the bidding at $1 million? Now, we all know we're here to bid on the missing LaRue. Shall we start the bidding at $500,000? Very good. I have $500,000 from the gentleman from Japan. Now, can I hear a million? Can I hear 1 million?
A million! I'll give you 1.5.
I have $1.5 million. Will someone give me 2?
There he is!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that all the carpets and tapestries were woven by hand in the Hones Valley in northern Turkey.
Oh.
Now, can I have an advance on 1.5? May I have 2? Can I have 2, ladies and gentlemen?
$2 million!
I have $2 million. I have $2 million, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have an advance? Can I have an advance on $2 million? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to draw your attention to the encrusted details of the gold and silver leafed copper and ladies and gentlemen, can I have an advance? An advance on $2 million. May I hear $3 million? I have $3 million from the lady from New York City.
What are you doing?
Can I hear $4 million? The advance beyond 3. Can I have $4 million?
Get your hand out of there immediately.
The advance beyond 3, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've noticed the parquet floors were off.
Wait.
Now, may I hear $4 million? $4 million, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
$4 million. $4 million from the gentleman in Japan.
I got it!
The sheik bids $5 million. Thank you, sir. I have $5 million. $5 million. Can I have an advance on $5 million? Ladies and gentlemen, $5 million. Can I have an advance? Ladies and gentlemen, it's the missing LaRue. Bidding stands at $5 million, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got you now, my little friend.
Hold on tight. I'm going to get it out. Go.
Right. $5 million for the missing LaRue.
Have you got it yet?
Will I have an advance beyond
$5 million?
I'm not sure. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have an advance of $5 million? Will someone give me $6 million?
$6 million!
Thank you, sir. I have $6 million. The bidding stands at $6 million. Can I have an advance? An advance, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have an advance on $6 million? $6 million? The bidding stands at $6 million.
$7 million.
$7 million. Thank you, sir. $7 million. Any advance on $7 million? I have $7 million. $7 million. Can I have 7.5? I have $8 million going once, $8 million going twice.
$8 million! $8 million! You should have taken that check!
You shut up! You
$10 million!
$10 million! Can I have 11? I have $11 million from the gentleman from Japan. Oh, 12! 30!
Aha! $16 million from early Spence!
No!
$100 million!
$17 million. Thank you, sir. I have $17 million. Any advance on 17?
Good idea. When I tell you to, turn it on full blast. We'll flush him.
$18 million from the lady from New York City. Thank you.
You don't have that kind of money. $20 million.
$20 million. Thank you, Mr. Falco. I have 20. Can I hear 21? $1 million from the gentleman from Japan. Any advance on 21?
$22 million, that's my last offer.
$22 million going once.
$25 million!
$25 million. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's cheese.
To facilitate the manufacturing of cheese-based products.
I see.
And over here, we're developing our new lactose-free line.
What is that?
Oh, that's quality control.
Here you go, knock yourself out. Oh, no good, huh? Otis, more curry. Okay, try this one. Huh? It's mozzarella and herring. You can taste the herring, right? I've also got a great idea for a caviar brie swirl and a peanut butter and jelly provolone for the kids. But what I really want to talk to you about is expansion and marketing. I think you should be our spokesperson. I know some people who use the mouse as a spokesperson, and it seemed to work out pretty well. You see, I want to turn this into the string cheese factory of tomorrow today.